Okay, it's from Paul here on Twitter, and I'm on board the Key 103 media bus today with some visitors. So, first of all, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what brings you to the bus today.
Right, my name's Jackie Carroll. I run an organisation called Real Manchester. We've been going now for the past 12 years, but I actually live in Fallowfield, so I live on this road where your bus is today. We've done many, many projects in this area, but we work Greater Manchester wide. We work in community film and telling working class stories and bringing communities together, working with all age range, not just young people. We like to work intergenerational, and we like to work with people from many, many different cultures and backgrounds. And we're about community cohesion, about social history, and about doing a worthwhile project and giving real life skills.
And what difference do you think that makes in the community here in Fallowfield and wider in Greater Manchester?
I think it makes a massive difference because, one, it brings communities together. But the one, you know, the big thing is it raises confidence, it gets people doing other things, it brings a community together, it celebrates a community. And one thing in this Fallowfield community, especially on this estate, we are massively lacking community cohesion. You know, there needs to be more capacity built. And this project, the last one we did, which was about the birth of social housing, and this estate here, the Wilbraham estate, was built in 1923, and it was one of the first social housing estates to be built by Manchester Corporation as part of the Homes for Heroes Act. So we did a huge heritage project about this, working with older people who'd lived here all their lives. I brought in a lot of the young people who actually, you know, a lot of people just think you just get given a house, but people had to fight for these houses and fight for decent housing and accommodation, you know. And it may end up coming back to that with what with the sort of government we have at the moment.
Well, yeah, it's talk of cuts and, you know, who gets a bigger house and who has to take a smaller house. But we'll leave that discussion for another day. But tell me, how are these films made? Are they made by the residents? Are they just, we've only got a minute or so, but how does that work?
It works with everybody as part of it, and we want the community who we're working with to have complete ownership of their project. So we bring in, we work with television actors, and we work with screenwriters, scriptwriters, everything is made by improvisation through researching, so researching real stories and real events, and then through improvisation and group work, that is how the script is provided. So people make their own scripts themselves and their own roles.
And that sounds fantastic. Where can people actually look at some of what's been created?
Right, you can go onto our website. We've got all our films up there. We've got a YouTube site as well, which is attached to our website, which is www.reelmcr.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Jackie.